Just remember that stat we're going to ask for it next hour. What a great country we live in. I know not everybody agrees on a daily basis. So I had to stop because I wanted an energy drink this morning. So I stopped at an off-brand convenience store that has like Gas Mart in it. And I must have been the first customer because I went inside and the young person, and I got to give him a shout out. His name is Eric, behind the counter.
What up, Eric?
Had the music cranked up really, really loud.
Yeah.
So I get an energy drink, put it on the counter, and he looks at me. And I mean, I get it. It's early in the morning. Maybe I look suspicious. He looks at me, you know, says, "Hi, how you doing?" And he, like, the music was still cranked up.
Yeah.
I'm like, "Okay, you're having your best day."
Yeah.
He goes,
"That's how you wind down."
He goes, "Do you need cigarettes with that?" And he goes, "Can I interest you in?" And this is what makes America great. He points at, has it ever dawned on people that at convenience stores, the mini bottles are right there for you?
Yeah.
They are right there at checkout.
Yep.
In case you want, like, you know, a piece of pizza, a breakfast burrito, and let's go with a mini bottle of Fireball.
Yeah. You want a Fireball shooter? We got two for a dollar.
He goes,
never too early.
He goes, cigarettes or can I interest you in? And I'm like, it's like in my head, like, do I look like a guy at 5:30 in the morning is going to dabble in some grits and some mini bottles?
Hey, you get the energy drink, you enhance the experience with, well, it's, you know, I remember my grandpa called them coffin sticks.
Yeah.
Nice. Get a coffin stick and, yeah, I guess get a shooter of Fireball. Maybe mix the two. Maybe mix the energy drink and the Fireball together. Maybe your coffee guy can put a little Fireball in your coffee.
Does it not work?
I don't know.
Anybody?
Did you have something like?
No, I just got the energy drink.
Okay.
No, did you invite him to listen?
No, I was just, I needed to get going.
Yeah.
You think he's cranked? He's got 1620 cranked right now.
I paid. No.
Yeah.
Just in case. Good morning, Eric.
One of the station that he was listening to was not one of ours.
Okay.
No. Pretty sure it was not one of ours.
I love the upsell. I can't remember the last time I've been to a convenience store.
I'm not a cigarette smoker. I'll smoke a cigar from time to time.
But hey,
like,
Joe.
Like what makes me look like the guy says, "Hey, cigarettes?"
I can't remember.
I thought you'd never ask.
I can't remember the last time I've ever been to a convenience store where they even upselled me on anything.
I was the first person in there, and the guy may have been open for a while and been bored.
Yeah.
And I looked like a guy who was not going to rob him.
Yeah.
But the fact that...
Was he giving you complimentary cigarettes? Was he like, "Hey"?
I said, "No, I'm good."
Brighten your hump day.
I said, "No, I'm good."
Okay.
Can I interest... And he did this with his hands. Can I interest you in...
Well, how old was he? Young guy?
No, he's an older guy.
Oh, old. Okay.
Yeah.
At first, I thought it was kind of like a younger dude.
I was picturing that, too.
No, I was like,
21.
Jesus, am I a Jiffy Lube?
He's like a salesman.
Upselling everything?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You know it goes great with that energy drink there.
But the fact that there are just mini bottles that are readily available right there.
Yep. Think of it.
America is great.
Any liquor store you've ever gone to. Like if I go to like the Hy-Vee Wine and Spirits, like, yeah, if I can't find in the trough of the shooters that are like, hey, it's like a trick-or-treat bucket. You still got more, like that's right next to the line. Then you go to the register and they have more right there. So it's in case you change your mind, here's this.
Oh.
And in your line of sight behind cashier, we've got a whole more, a big load of them right there too. It's a whole gaggle of shooters right there. What are they trying to do to us?
Is there any other place that upsells more than Jiffy Lube?
I mean, you could insert probably just about any like repair attire place. Like, you sure you only need two? I think you need a full set and a fifth. You can't just get four. You got to get the spare.
Hey, I know you replace those filters.
I know you just bought
I
know you just bought this car last week, but have you seen your air filter?
Yeah.
Like, it's filthy.
I'm like, no, I haven't seen my air filter.
We can get it done today. Do you have time?
Hey, everybody should change their air filter once
That'll
a
be
week.
$8. Yeah, what's a
I
week?
Got an estimate for you right here, too. If you want to see, we could get it done today. We could get you scheduled. You could come
Do you
back.
Know how to change your air filter, by the way,
mm-hmm.
in your car?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
I had two cars ago, I had a very poor vehicle that it was probably better for me to learn how to do all those things.
I was taught, I think, in my 30s how to do it. But before that, I was like, well, yeah, I mean, I don't know how to do it.
Hey, you should replace your drivetrain every 25,000 miles. And right now you're at 21,000. Why don't we do it now?
Like, nah, that's what you said. I like to live on the edge.
You know what?
I take
and,
the over.
And it won't take all day. And we've got a nice little lobby with coffee. Yeah. And we've got the newspaper. And we'll give you the gears to change the television.
Do you want Wi-Fi? We've got that too.
We got Skip and Shannon on the TV.
Hey, we kind of joke about
you're a sports guy? You're Gary Show. Hey, you know what? Yeah, hey. We've got Skip. Skip's on.
We do joke about like the when you go to the quick oil change places and their little tiny lobby,
yeah,
it's got the god-awful coffee.
Yeah, terrible coffee.
But Styrofoam like the nicer dealerships, like Woodhouse, for
oh,
example,
yeah,
they have invested a lot into their mm-hmm. waiting room.
Yeah, because
like they have espresso.
It's a great waiting room.
And you've got the mini fridge that doesn't only just have like mini bottles of water, but you actually have soda in there too. When's the last time you could go in there and get like a soda on the house? Like, what is next? Are they going to have like a fountain soda drink?
Now, there's another place I've been to that has like cubicles. So if you have to work.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they have like little cubicle areas where you can work while your car is getting worked on.
Okay. Now that's impressive.
Well,
you have your own workspace.
It's like an enticement, you know, because no one wants to have to take the car in if you have to work, because am I going to have to get on the shuttle with Jack, who has been driving the shuttle for 75 years, and he's going to tell you every story in the book as he goes 10 miles an hour on Dodge Street.
Yep.
Yeah, they're like, you know what? Just stay here. You can work from here.
Right. Oh. Well, because when you say like, okay, we came back. Here's what we got on the inspection. You need this. And what's the typical excuse? Probably, not right now. Or, I got to get going. Well, if you got work to do, let me point you over to our executive office here that is yours for however long you need it while we continue to bend you over. Some of that stuff, I'm sure it really does need to happen. But that's impressive to actually have a workspace. Because I will say this, I'm sure you've done this before, whether it's show prepping or having to do something, maybe you had to respond to some emails. You're doing work on your laptop in the overall lobby there, you know, the open lobby, and you've got other people, like one person is on their phone with some type of personal issue that they're talking about or some type of home issue. And so, I mean, there's a lot of distractions going on. If you get a chance to kind of bog down into an actual like cubicle and do some work, like I can really appreciate that because there are a lot of distractions in that lobby. That's neat. You'll have to tell me who that is during the break.
No, and they actually had a really nice HD TV, not like the little 13-inch that they've got mounted up in the corner.
I'd go to like a Sinclair. I'd go to like a Sinclair, and it's like right up there in the corner. Like, huh? What is that?
It's Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
It's
usually a really bad picture too, but you can kind of make it out. Like, did you guys get this in like '84?
Or it's on one of the news channels, and you know which way the person leans.
Yeah.
Yep.
The channel hasn't been changed.
Oh yeah.
I got it cranked up.
Yep.
Wow. All right. 7:03.
Painted a picture.
Coming up in just a bit. Is there a team in America that America collectively, sorry, Jimmy, enjoys losing more than the Dallas Cowboys?
It's okay.
I don't know that there is.
I don't think so.
Bad day for the Cowboys yesterday.
Was it
a bad day for their social media director?
Well, when you lose, it makes for more interesting content than when you win.
Back with more of Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.